If you watched any of the action on Saturday, day two of the fourth test at the Gabba, as I mentioned before the song, you would have seen a sea of stormtroopers.
Yeah, I saw it on the news and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? What have I missed? I know the pink day for Jane McGrath, and I think, is there another day going on at the cricket I don't know about?
Absolutely. Well, Liquid Gold, I happened to get a little bit of a text from one of my very good girlfriends from Touch One, Sharon Rhonda Williams, and she sent me footage of her hubby, Damo. He was dressed as Darth Vader.
Okay.
So here he was. I'm having a look at this and I'm thinking, what on earth is going on? So straight back onto her, what's the deal? And she said, it's Holshi from Touch. Now, this guy, he's the legend of Bundaberg Touch. He's actually an exceptional cricketer, an all-rounder himself in his own right. And he joins us right now. Good morning, Holshi.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You absolute legend. Now, give us the deal. Nuts and bolts. How on earth did this get started?
Very random. The inspiration came from a photo that I saw of a Bucks party in England at a county match where the Buck was dressed up as the 1960s Batman.
Oh,
and
nice.
His 50 mates were all dressed as Robin. And then it came around as my birthday in 2017, my 40th, and Star Wars was turning 40 the same year.
Right.
And
perfect.
I thought, well, let's give this a go with Darth Vader. And at the time, it was 80 Gabba troopers or stormtroopers. And now that's grown up to around the 200 mark. And it's just gone viral.
200. Well, I saw, actually, when I look back at the footage, I saw a whole heap of Touch Footy people. It's like, oh, there's Doily. Oh, there's,
yeah.
There's Billy. Liquid Gold. So you're up to how many people? 200.
Yeah. The last 2 years has been around the 200 mark, and this year we're hoping we might break the Aussie record held by the Richies of 650. So my phone's been red hot the last few days.
This is going to happen.
Is this something that happens around? Is it a particular match or game that it happens on, or is it around this mid-January part? What are you aiming for? How do you make it happen?
Mate, it's always the Gabba test, and it's always on the Saturday. So normally day three, but it was day two this year because it was slightly revised. Always the Saturday of the Gabba test, and we always get our same section right near the fence, near the players. So it's really interactive and involves good fun.
So now this is the third year, am I right?
Third year just happened.
Yep. Okay, so our good mate Damo, he was Darth Vader this year, but you were the original Darth Vader. Now, how does Darth get selected each year?
So what I've been trying to do is, well, firstly, I pass the mantle on because it's just too dangerous to be Darth Vader every single year in that crowd. And
crash tackle, yeah.
So what I've tried to do is I've found a good mate that's having a milestone birthday that particular year. And in this case, Damo was having his 40th. We were actually meant to go to Canada to go skiing, but COVID knocked that on the head. So I said, well, you've got to be Darth this year.
This is more fun.
Yeah. So I think he was blown away when AB came down and wore the mask.
Tell us about that. So you're talking about Alan Border.
Yeah, I'm bored. So, yeah, on the TV, I was sitting in my seat watching the cricket, and people started messaging me saying, oh, on the TV, all they're talking about is Alan Border trying to get Shane Warne to go down and grab the Darth helmet.
Fantastic.
And then 20 minutes later, AB's down there. He was amongst us all day, but he came back down and so Damo's got heard, like I passed on the message that this is what they were talking about on the TV, and so he went over and offered him the helmet, and he's put it on for a bit of a...
What a good sport.
Well,
I've
seen you've got an awesome selfie with AB now as your profile picture on Facebook. That must have been a pretty special moment, though, because you obviously have been a massive fan of AB's for a very long time.
Yeah, I grew up being a real Alan Border and Steve Waugh fanatic, and to meet the man, I had tingles for the next couple of hours just when I kept looking at the photo, and just he was such a lovely guy too. Like had time for everyone, so like just couldn't speak more highly of AB.
Well, the Gabba Troopers are obviously all-inclusive. You've got men, women, you've got Jedis, obviously Jedi Master Yoda being there. Now, you have some other characters that were there as well. You're actually raising money for a very good cause also, aren't you?
Yeah. So the first year we had just Darth, and then the following year we added Yoda, and then the year after, well, this year we added C-3PO, so we've got three characters, and then we decided to use Gabba Troopers to raise money for Movember, and a couple of us did a 60-kilometre walk in one day in Townsville summer heat, and we raised $13,500. But on the back of that, every $1,000, we opened up a new Star Wars character for the Ashes.
Oh, right, yeah.
I love this.
So now we have Chewbacca, Jabba the Hutt, Mandalorian, Baby Yoda. They'll all be there this year.
Now, you haven't been hit with copyright by the creators?
No. Well, before my birthday, I actually contacted Lucasfilm and said, look, this is what we're doing. And they actually replied saying, this is brilliant. They said the only issue would have been if you're wearing, like, the official armour, but because we had our, like, we've got our summer shorts.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
And the shirt and so forth. They were like, just enjoy the beers.
Fantastic. Well, I've always loved the character Salacious Crumb. It's that really ugly looking one in the big scene with Princess Leia and Jabba. I might try and purchase that one. I don't know if they do want, a Salacious Crumb. He's pretty ugly.
You want Ali to come on board?
Ali, you're a lock. So, absolutely.
Well, how can people find you guys and get involved? Have you got a Facebook page for the Gabba Troopers?
Yeah, that's the easiest way. It's just if you search for Gabba Troopers on Facebook, we just supply all the details on there. Like we literally do this for the love of it, and we just want it to become a really iconic part of the Gabba experience for when teams come over here. And Matt Geiger, good friend of mine, Matt Geiger and myself are really sort of the two behind it,
and we just
do it because we want our good friends and meet new friends and just have that special day every year.
Absolutely. Two champion blokes. I can vouch for Matty Geiger being a legend too. Well, not only are you the legend of Bundaberg Touch, you're now one of the legends, as is Matty, of the Gabba Troopers. Check them out on the Facebook page. Get involved. Help them raise some money for a very important cause.
Love it.